I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Give y'all a little tea.
When Jelly Roll looks at you and says, I gotta spill a little tea, you know he's about to do a little confessional. It's just the way Jelly Roll is.
He may have hit a weight loss plateau and maybe even went backwards a little bit, but he's not gonna keep that from him reaching new goals that he set for himself.
I had a goal that I had set back to walk my first 5K with the Two Bears 5K in May. And I began the journey to walk that 5K. And somewhere in that process, I started getting crazy in my head at 480 pounds and 500 pounds talking about, I want to be on the cover of Men's Health. And I got on the cover of Men's Health. It actually happened. I never thought I would buy into my own delusional dream in that moment. This is where the game gets a little ugly. It was right before the holidays. So I was like, you know what, man? I've been working hard for the last 3 years. And I had a big Thanksgiving meal, and I ate a big birthday meal, and I ate a big Christmas meal, and I broke my collarbone about a week before Christmas, a few days before Christmas, and that set me down where I had to quit running, quit walking, quit exercising. I said all that to say that I have, to some degree, lost my way. Men's health was not the goal. I'm still about 40 or 50 pounds, maybe 60. I don't know. I haven't weighed in. I've been avoiding the scale. I'm afraid to see what the scale is going
to
say.
Ugh, how many of us can relate to that? Isn't that stupid? I listened back, and I'm not calling Jelly Roll stupid. I'm thinking that that thought that we are afraid of a bathroom appliance, well, scary. Why are we scared of a scale? I'm saying we, with me included, mm-hmm. I got a scale in my bathroom. Sure. You know what it is? It's that small square space I avoid between my shower and my toilet.
Yeah.
I hate the scale.
I don't know anybody who's like, yay, I can't wait to get on a scale.
Well,
we've attached too much, I think, to what that number is on a scale instead of looking at ourselves and how do we feel.
You hear that, Jelly?
We set the new goal of training for the New York City Marathon in November. I want to get these last 40 or 50 pounds off, and then I eventually want to cut my skin, and I eventually want to be on the cover of something crazy like GQ or Rolling Stone or Vanity Fair or Forbes or Time with my shirt off.
Maybe the headline should be, why is there a shirtless dude on the cover of Forbes magazine? What an odd magazine to throw in there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he is very successful now.
Oh, I don't read Forbes. Maybe they've got a hottest rich hunk issue. I don't know.
I don't know that that's ever happened, but I can see why he'd be like, let me be the first.
Maybe the moral is any magazine that wants me, I want to be in shape enough to take my shirt off on the cover.
And feel good about it.
Jelly Roll is doing what anybody who works in weight loss would tell you is the right thing to do. He's holding himself accountable. He's mm-hmm. putting these videos up for a reason. Hold himself accountable mm-hmm. for his weight loss on this journey. By doing that, he's like, all right, well, everybody knows it now. Let's mm-hmm. get back on it. With that honesty and with that vulnerability, which is not easy, he's helping people. My number one goal right now is to stop being afraid of a stupid scale. Yeah. It's a scale. You know what? You make more money than that scale does.
It doesn't do anything except sit there and take up space.
Doesn't do
anything.
As
a matter of fact, you had to pay money to get that scale.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And remember, I'm telling me this, you know, not you.
And if you are in a workout program, stop worrying about the numbers on the scale. How do your clothes fit? How do you feel? How do you look? If your clothes start fitting better and you start feeling better, that's what's important.
833-287-1037. Let's get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. RKSON NASCAR Country Fest is the talk of the town with Stephen Wilson Jr. We're going to get you there, and all you have to do is take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and maybe we'll even win $100 if you're able to beat Tammy. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The judges on American Idol have all well past earned our respect as far as their success in music.
Yes.
Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, the unbelievable Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest has done more than earn our respect as far as what he's done.
You bet.
Makes a jillion times more money than we do for doing the exact same
than
job.
Than anyone, yeah.
used to employ our producer, and of course, he's Ryan Seacrest. So why do they insist, ABC, on making them look like idiots,
uh-oh,
like they did last night?
Oh, no.
For the Star Wars Galaxy Edge Disneyland Park little video clip they put on before the Disney episode of American Idol.
Why do we have to dress up?
Luke Skywalker, come on. We're in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, I don't know about these boots.
I kind of love my buns.
Oh my gosh, the leaders of the Rebel Alliance are coming, y'all. Should we hide?
Why didn't you dress up as Chewbacca? We could have gotten a group photo.
Chewbacca is like 7 feet tall.
Oh, so that's why you're Yoda.
Judge me by my size, do you?
It's better to be on the short side than the dark side.
Right? The dark side of the Force is so overrated. I mean, it's real weak sauce, if you ask me.
I'll bust you up.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Okay, the power of the dark side is a little intimidating. I'm not gonna lie. But the power of the vote is in your hands, America. This is American Idol.
My girlfriend Sam's a huge Idol fan. She's been trying to get me to watch Idol this year. You know, she loves the vocalist. And last night, there was no Padres game. I sat down to join her. That was the opening scene.
That was a terrible opening.
I watched that, and we fought. Because I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Why do you have to be so negative? I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I would have liked to have seen them all just talk about Star Wars and what they liked them all. Or you know what I mean? And just let them riff
a little.
Talk about your favorite Star Wars moment.
I was excited at first because we've all walked, for the most part, the paths of Galaxy's Edge. That's mm-hmm. our backyard.
Sure.
And that's where they were at Disneyland. So I wanted them to be doing what we do.
Yeah.
You know, walking with a corn dog, pushing your kid who doesn't want to be there in a stroller. All the things that we do at Disneyland.
Yes.
Whatever. Listen, no one cares what I think. I'm just saying if you want people to come and watch your singing competition show, reel them in with the singing right off the bat.
Well, your judges.
Am I?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Disney younger person than me, fan producer Jessica. Do I sound like a grumpy get off my lawn kind of guy here? I will totally own it if I do.
I totally agree with you and shocked that all four of them said yes to do that. Because you know that had to be during park close, either in the middle of the night.
100%.
Or first thing in the morning.
I'd be so
grumpy.
American Idol, ABC, Disney has never asked us for our opinions or our skills when it comes to putting shows together. Maybe they should.
They have intelligent, talented judges. Ryan Seacrest is a talented, intelligent host. This was just
I would love any of those people. You know what? Carrie, she doesn't care. She's doing Carrie. Luke, he's just, you know, Luke. Lionel Richie. You are a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You have written so many songs, dude. You wrote We Are the World, for crying out loud. You, sir, are better than this. He should have looked at that script and said, yeah, I'll see you guys when the singing starts. No. Okay, later. I'll be in my trailer.
How about I write a song about Star Wars?
Right.
There you go.
We can say that, of course, because we're radio hosts in San Diego. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Claremont. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, morning. How's it going?
Doing well, pal. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
All right, Tammy. Time for coffee.
All right. Good luck.
Anthony, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. 5 San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Want to let you know also that all ties go to Tammy, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Anthony, someone trespassed on Dylan Sprouse's property over the weekend, so he tackled the guy and held him at gunpoint while his wife called 911. What is Dylan's twin brother's name?
I do not know.
Zayn Malik allegedly punched his One Direction bandmate Louis Tomlinson in the face during the filming of a road trip docuseries for Netflix. How many members were in One Direction?
I'm going to give it a wild guess, 5.
Madonna joined Sabrina Carpenter on stage at Coachella over the weekend. True or false, Madonna once played a sexy fencing instructor in a James Bond movie. Is that true or I just make it up?
Let's go true.
Yesterday was April 20th, also known as 420, meaning many stoner movies were probably viewed. Maybe someone went old school all the way back to this movie that was based on Cameron Crowe's undercover research at Claremont High School here in San Diego, starring Sean Penn as the ultimate stoner Jeff Spicoli. What film am I talking about?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And finally, a 28-year-old man in California was arrested for stealing valuable Lego figurines. After he removed them, he would replace the Lego pieces with bags of dried pasta and return it for cash. He's a criminal, but it's a good idea.
I mean, I ain't mad at it.
In the Lego movie, Chris Pratt voices Emmett Brickowski, who becomes the special. What was Emmett's actual job in the Lego movie?
Is he a construction worker?
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Anthony, what's happening with you?
Just waiting to go into work. I'm a weapons contractor over here on Navy base.
And that's all we're allowed to ask him, Tammy.
That's it. Otherwise,
Anthony,
you know.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do, pal. Anthony started off ice cold and finished red hot. Four out of five.
Oof.
Tammy, someone trespassed on Dylan Sprouse's property, so he tackled the guy and held him at gunpoint while his wife called 911. Don't mess with Dylan Sprouse or his twin brother, who's named what?
Cole.
Cole and Dylan Sprouse. Only one Anthony got wrong. 1-0 Tam. Zayn Malik allegedly punched his One Direction bandmate Louis Tomlinson in the face during the filming of a road trip docuseries for Netflix. How many members were in One Direction?
Five.
Five is right. It's 2-1. Madonna joined Sabrina Carpenter on stage at Coachella over the weekend. True or false, Tammy? Madonna once played a sexy fencing instructor in a James Bond movie. Is that real or did I just make that up?
That's probably real. Why would you make it up?
Well, maybe I fantasize about Madonna and fencing in my spare time. You know, don't judge. However, it is true. The James Bond movie Die Another Day.
Something tells me it wouldn't have been fencing, though, if she was in your head.
No, well, maybe. Well, anyway. Anyway, it is now 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, yesterday was April 20th, also known as 420, meaning many stoner movies were probably viewed. Maybe someone went old school all the way back to this movie based on Cameron Crowe's undercover research at Claremont High School here in San Diego and starred Sean Penn as the ultimate stoner Jeff Spicoli. What movie?
Almost Famous. No, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh,
why did I spit
first.
That out?
Oh, my goodness.
Dang it.
Wow, what an ultimate faux pas.
Right? Because I was thinking Almost Famous being, you know,
it was filmed,
filmed
in San Diego. Yeah, but Jeff Spicoli.
Oh, I know. Dope, dope, dope.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and Anthony knew that, so we're tied now at three. Anthony got this one right, Tammy, or else Anthony gets your money. Tammy, a 28-year-old man in California was arrested for stealing valuable Lego figurines from sets. Now, I don't advocate criminal activity at all, but he had a pretty good idea. After he removed the Legos, he replaced them with bags of dried pasta and then returned the boxes.
Can you imagine the poor kid when they put it back on the shelf and some kid opens up the box of Legos and it's macaroni?
And his elbow macaroni. Oh. That's horrible. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at that at all.
I mean, it's craft time.
Right? Hey, man, we all had to glue pieces of pasta together in school at one time.
Yeah, we've evolved into Legos.
Chris Pratt in the Lego movie voices Emmett Brickowski, who becomes the special. What was Emmett's job in the movie?
Construction worker.
Yeah, oh, wow. All right. That forced that tie, and that means all ties go to Tammy, unfortunately. Anthony, no money from you for Tam, but a great prize.
You have a pair of tickets to join us for KSON's NASCAR Country Fest at Gallagher Square, right, Petco Park on June 20th, starring Stephen Wilson Jr.
That's awesome. I saw him open up for Hardy last summer.
All right, bro. Well, now you got tickets to our next Stephen Wilson Jr. show. Congratulations. Thank you, Anthony, for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Need any help with the weapons part of your job, just go ahead and give me a call.
Hey, we'll go have a range day one day.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will. Like, we're talking about an oven stove range type deal? Or?
Yeah, we'll go with that. One.
Good enough. Thanks, buddy.
That's a smart move.
All right.
Hang on.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
I think we should break up.
What?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I think it's the right thing to do.
You're breaking up with me?
What kind of breaks up with his girlfriend at the beautiful San Diego Zoo? Mm-hmm. What, was Disneyland busy?
Yeah, right. The kind that producer Jessica witnessed over the weekend.
My heart broke for this girl.
Paint the picture.
Me and Walt were doing our normal Saturday trip at the zoo. We were watching the flamingos, and standing next to me, there's a woman. She's by herself, and I hear the... Oh. And I was just like, oh... No.
Is your first instinct when you see somebody publicly crying to go comfort them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I really wanted to. I had Walt, though, so I'm like, I and he can run at any minute.
Yeah.
And I was just about to, and then luckily a police officer had seen it at the same time, and she came up and started talking to her and comforting her.
That was very nice.
Yeah. It was a female police officer. She was so kind to her, and it came out that her boyfriend had just broken up with her at the zoo and left her there.
Listen, I don't want to make any judgments about what happens with a couple, but you couldn't have broken up in the parking lot? You couldn't have broken up the night before you picked her up to go to the zoo?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, dude, you're an
Yeah, 1,000%. And I think they weren't from here either. They were on vacation together in San Diego, and that's what he does.
Oh, my God. I wonder if he even up and left her completely here. That would even be worse.
Yeah, she had the car, she said, so she would have been okay, but it was just like...
He just up and left.
833-287-1037. Location-wise, where's the worst place you've ever been dumped? Or I guess if you want to be courageous, deal with the wrath of Tammy and producer Jessica, worst place you've ever dumped somebody. Oh, please call.
I was...
Wait a second. Producer Jessica, hang on for 1 second. I'm sorry. My partner of 26 years is making a face that either she's tremendously uncomfortable in a digestive way, or you've got something you need to confess. What's going on with you?
Hang on a second. Let me put the show on hold.
Oh, yeah, you got to share that. I forgot about that. You got to share that, Tim.
Please share.
Hold on. Don't share it yet, because I want to have your back, okay? If you think the zoo is bad, wait until you hear what Tammy did to somebody.
I was 15 years old.
What did you do?
I dumped my prom date at prom.
At prom.
Oh.
Yes.
I drove away
in a car with a bunch of other people, and I saw him standing outside the school gym, just standing there. Oh.
Like watching you?
It makes me want to cry. I literally want to cry right now. What a horrible, rotten, awful thing
Is it
to
the
do.
Fact that you broke his heart? Or is the fact that you saw him in your rearview mirror while you're like, woohoo, and he's like, there goes my life.
Oh.
is that what's making you cry?
All of it. It was just, he was such a good person, and I was clearly not.
Well, in a bit of breaking news, we have that prom date on the phone right now. Just joking.
I'd be shocked if you did, but terrible, terrible, terrible. I'll never forgive myself for it, ever.
Wow. I didn't mean for it to get dark like that. I'm sorry. Look, I was trying to have a little fun here.
You're 15, Tammy. 15 I think that's totally forgivable when you're 15.
This girl was not 15, I take it?
No.
That's a really good question, though.
20s.
How old was she? That's a really good question.
Definitely in her, I'd say mid to late 20s.
So old enough not to be dumped at the zoo is
what
you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Not like a high schooler,
romance gone wrong.
I just remembered I did dump somebody after we were leaving a adult establishment where clothes are removed. Sure did.
You dumped someone at a strip club.
And he could never go to one again. He was traumatized. He told me years later he went to a bachelor party and he didn't want to go in there because he was so traumatized from being dumped after going to a strip club.
Well, it depends on when the bachelor party is. If it's a Saturday night, he made a mistake. If it's a Wednesday afternoon, then yeah.
833-287-1037. Are you the dumpy? Get it off your chest. Try to make yourself feel better, although I'll never forgive myself. Did somebody dump you? 833-287-1037.
Where's she going? I have her corsage here.
Stop.
What? You were dumped where? Or maybe you dumped somebody where?
Producer Jessica witnessed a girl getting dumped at the San Diego Zoo over the weekend. Heartbreaking moment for her.
833-287-1037.
We have Anonymous joining us. Anonymous, were you the dumper or were you the one who was dumped?
So I was the one being dumped and probably the worst kind of dump.
Oh, no.
My husband at the time decided to tell me he wanted to get a divorce at a Starbucks.
At a Starbucks.
Oh,
so
what?
When during the order, and by the way, we're not making light of what had to be the worst day of your life, or maybe not, but we're sorry. We're sorry either way. But what part of the trip to Starbucks did it blurt out? Was it when you were ordering? Were you sitting down having your Americano? What was it?
Long story short, we were on a slight break. He was going through some mental, personal stuff and wanted to do couples counseling. So we took a break for like 2 weeks. He asked me to move in with my parents so he could have time and space to think. I was shocked. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to give him what he was asking to be supportive. Didn't see this coming. Asked to get together, you know, let's go get a coffee. He picked me up. took me to a Starbucks by my parents' house and pretty much gave me a letter explaining why he wanted to divorce me. So I'm just outside on the patio bawling my eyes out.
Oh,
I am so sorry.
Oh.
Now, here's the deal. His loss.
Yes.
And secondly, Starbucks loss. I can't imagine you've ever gone back to that Starbucks.
No. Every time I drive by it, I flip it off.
Right.
You give it the
that
finger.
That is,
I love that.
That is a very real and valid emotion.
It's the worst place for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I hope you're happier.
Yeah, this happened about 3 years ago, so I'm in a much better
good.
Place now.
Good. And I hope that means you're at a better buzz, not at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or to Dutch Bros, you know.
Shout out to Casting Queens in Lakeside.
Hey, you got the best thing happened to you. That was his loss, all right? You know that.
Thank you, guys.
You
bet. We'll flip
Thank
that
you.
Starbucks off. You got some anger to get out. Good for you. That's a. How do you like your coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Don and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. You want to go ahead? I know both of you, Tammy, producer Jessica, have done your, quote, stagecoach wardrobe shopping because you're both kind enough to go ahead and post your videos on social.
Yes.
Now, it was funny because Tammy and Jessica both prominently featured Boot Barn, your stagecoach fashionista.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Fashioneer, fashionista? It's where you get your duds. Anyway, they both posted really, really well put together videos about their shopping experiences.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm trying to learn from you guys. But here's what I learned. Don't follow either of them into Boot Barn because you're going to get judged. I went after my appearance on Saturday, and I wasn't planning on getting anything from Boot Barn because I thought I was all covered as far as stagecoach. And
yeah.
I've been told I don't need more clothes by more than one person.
We all know.
Well, I had to use the restroom before I wrapped up my appearance at Boot Barn, walked by a rack, and bam, this jacket just called out to me. And it was on clearance.
Of course,
and
it was a jacket.
And I waited in line, and I grabbed it, and I was so happy with my jacket and the young fabulous staffer at Boot Barn looked at me and said, Tammy spent a lot more yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Was that real?
That's so funny.
I'm like, well, I didn't know we were in a contest, pal.
Oh, my
God. He's like, mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just saying, you didn't say anything like, hopefully he spends as much as I do.
I didn't say
get ready for a big wardrobe purchase.
The only time you were mentioned is I was asked if I was going to be there with you tomorrow. And I said, nope, it is just John. That was it. And I got all my shopping done within the hour, and I was good to go.
I was
That's
so
hilarious.
Happy, too, because when she called me to the car, I was waiting in line, and they go, John, are you ready? I'm like, oh, they know who I am. This is fun. And I went in my jacket thinking, I've got a new jacket. And it was, that's all you're going to get, huh? All right.
I hate to tell you, I went into that Poway Boot Barn the next day and spent more than you, too.
Trust
so,
me.
Really.
Oh, I know. I saw your video, too. I'm like, this is not going to go well for me. I might go back and just buy things for random people.
I want to see the jacket. Or you're bringing it to Stagecoach. I can't wait to see it.
And by the way, what we understand is nights at Stagecoach, y'all better bring a jacket if you're going. Yeah. Do I even say it?
I know. I posted it yesterday, and I'm like, oh, God, should I jinx it? I'm so worried.
Okay, well let's try and cover our bases here. A very skilled meteorologist said that we're going to have really good weather this weekend at Stagecoach.
Okay.
If we don't, they said it, not us.
Okay.
We're just sharing
Perfect.
The news. All right.
Perfect.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Out to Escondido. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for asking. Shannon, just kick Tammy out of here.
All right. Tammy, please leave the room.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we got five pop culture questions for you, Shannon. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. Five San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Need to let you know also, Shannon, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
You got it.
28-year-old California man was arrested for stealing valuable Lego figurines from sets. After he removed them, he would replace the Lego pieces with bags of dried pasta and return for cash. When did Legoland California open? 1989 or 1999?
Oh, 99.
Eddie Murphy received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute, and Mike Myers showed up in full Shrek makeup to honor him. Who did Eddie play in Shrek?
The donkey.
Daniel Radcliffe says that Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire was his favorite Harry Potter movie. Which number movie and book was Goblet of Fire?
I don't watch Harry Potter. Three.
Actor Crispin Glover had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing Marty McFly's dad in Back to the Future. What was Marty McFly's dad's name?
Pat, I don't know.
And finally, yesterday was April 20th, also known as 420, meaning many stoner movies were probably viewed. A popular stoner movie from 2008 is Pineapple Express. Who were the two stars of that movie?
Not coming to me, Pineapple Express. Dale Denton and James Franco.
Let's get Tam back in. Shannon, what's going on today?
I'm heading into work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I am a front office administrator at a school.
Okay, all right, very well done. Tammy, yeah. Today, Shannon did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
28-year-old California man arrested for stealing valuable Lego figurines from sets. After he removed them, he replaced them, the Lego pieces, with bags of dried pasta, then returned them for cash. When did Legoland California open, 1989 or 1999?
I'm going to say 99.
99 is right. You both nailed it. It's 1-1. Eddie Murphy received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute, and Mike Myers showed up in full Shrek makeup to honor him. Who did Eddie play in Shrek?
Donkey.
Mike Myers, I haven't seen this yet. It's going to air on Netflix, this special, but he says that Eddie Murphy was the most brilliant part of that movie, that his acting in that should have gotten him an Oscar.
Yeah, that's good.
It is 2-2. Daniel Radcliffe says that Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire was his favorite Harry Potter movie. Which number movie and book was Goblet of Fire?
How many books were there? 8? I don't know, 4.
4 is right.
Oh.
Here we go. That annoying guess that she gets right. Funny how that happens. All right. Anyway, it is now 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, actor Crispin Glover had a birthday yesterday. He's best known for playing Marty McFly's dad in Back to the Future. What was Marty McFly's dad's name? Said many times in the first movie.
Is it George?
George McFly is correct. Jenna didn't want to guess at that one. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, yesterday was April 20th. Don't have to tell you that it's 420, big stoner day. Stoner movies were probably viewed. A popular stoner movie is 2008's Pineapple Express. Who were the two stars of that movie?
I know Seth Rogen was one. Who's the other one?
This is the one that Shannon got right.
Oh, what's his face? His brother, right? I can see his face, but I can't pull his name.
That face belonged, I think, to James Franco. And Shannon knew James Franco. So, if you add up both of your answers, you got it right. You got Seth Rogen, Tam. We can stay positive and just focus on that if you want. All right, Tammy wins today, Shannon. Sorry about that, but we got a great prize for you.
You are going to KSON NASCAR Country Fest at Gallagher Square on June 20th, starring Stephen Wilson Jr.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Shannon, you earned it. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Shannon in Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Let's play Stagecoach Artist Real or Not. Morning, Garland.
Good morning. How are you, John?
I am awesome. Thanks for asking. Scale of 1 to 10, how pumped are you for Stagecoach?
Oh, my God. 12.
Listen, we're going to see your knowledge of Stagecoach artists, okay? There are lots of people that we've all heard of playing the stage at Stagecoach this year. Mm-hmm. Other acts that are up-and-comers or have more of an eclectic following that you might not have heard of. You're going to tell me if the Stagecoach artist I give you is an actual Stagecoach artist or one that I've made up. Just say real if you think it's real or not if you think I made it up, okay?
Okay.
Stagecoach artist real or not, Garland. Something out west. Something out west. Stagecoach artist real or not?
Real. You better run like a devil's on your tail, like
you broke out of jail, like a big storm's coming. Run. Nicely done.
Yeah, good job. You answered that so quickly, you must be a fan.
I am a fan of every country artist.
Well, then perhaps you'll know if this is a real Stagecoach artist or not. Willow Avalon. Willow Avalon. Stagecoach artist real or not?
Oh, shoot. I don't think so. I think fake.
I know I'm red, but they made a wreck out of me.
No. Willow Avalon is an aspiring Americana artist from Carlton, Georgia. We'll learn more about her Saturday afternoon at Stagecoach.
I feel like I'm on Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge right now.
All right, Garland, come on. You got this. You can get one. Let's go.
Stagecoach artist, real or not? Sundown Revival Company. Is the Sundown Revival Company an artist you'll be getting a suntan to while watching them at Stagecoach?
I'm just going to go with real.
Is it real? No.
Can we redo this interview?
No, you were just fine. Listen, that sound, I thought it was real.
Thank you.
I did.
Oh, I got a bunch. It's really easy to make up fake Stagecoach artists like Rustin Radio, The Gravel Roads. And then if you really, really want to throw it in there, I'm kind of an expert at this now. Mm-hmm. Throw in something kind of retro and country, Neon Prairie.
Oh, so all those were fake. You made all those up.
The three I just read to you, all fake. Oh. Just made them off the top of my head.
Okay. I would have bought some of them, I think.
Garland, have fun at Stagecoach. Thank you for playing Stagecoach Artist Real or Not with us. We really hope to run into you this weekend.
I would love that. Thank you guys so much. We're so excited and we're so grateful. So thank you.
Oh, Garland. Thank you. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. What's up, Michael Keeley?
Top of the morning to you.
Michael, you are the very last person that John and I are saying. You're going to Stagecoach, dude.
Awesome. I'm last but not least. That's awesome.
Michael, congratulations, buddy. You've done it. It doesn't matter when you did it. You did it. Now you got some plans to do, so we're going to let you go do that. Congratulations, bro. Thank you for signing up to take our road to Stagecoach.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me.
10 o'clock, 12 2 and 4. Our final names will be announced to take John and Tammy's road to Stagecoach.
You ready yet? You ready to go?
I am absolutely not ready.
You're lying. You've got your whole wardrobe packed already. No?
I bought stuff.
Okay.
But that's it.
What did you, like a whole new wardrobe?
I bought a whole bunch of things. Not all of it's going to go to Stagecoach. Okay. I have no idea.
All right. Will you wear tags and then bring the clothes back after you wear them at Stagecoach?
Oh, gross.
That would be
no.
dishonest. You passed the test. Nicely done. Nicely done, of course. No one ever does that.
If John returns a jacket to Boot Barn, you know he did.
I will not return that jacket to Boot Barn. Yeah, earlier this morning I told you that story. I was kind of shamed at Boot Barn because I didn't spend as much money on Stagecoach clothes as Tammy did. I know that because that's exactly what the cashier said to me. Tam was here yesterday. She bought way more. We can't guarantee to see you at Stagecoach, but when we do, if we do, please wave us down so we can say hello and get some pictures. You know, last year I think I swapped bandanas with a cop, which was awesome. And
didn't get any cop powers though, which I know you were disappointed by.
But his bandana did match my outfit, and that's what I was looking for.
It did though.
I can't ever sound like a man.
Okay.
Our next road to Stagecoach name is at 10. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.